It is a Tie Tuesday. That means Ty Law will be on this show at 9 this morning. Another guy like Wiggy, who was in on Gerard Mayo until he was not in on Gerard Mayo.
I still think, like, I mean, obviously I understand why they moved on from him, but I think, like, a lot of people, you know, a lot of people in the football world look at it as, like, and I get that football's not fair, whatever, but, and even Kraft said it, like, I set this guy up to fail. So, do we know, I mean, we know that he made a lot of mistakes, and I think part of those mistakes were putting his foot in his mouth.
Yeah.
But we don't know, you know, how good he could have been or would have been. Or
we'll get to this, I'm sure, during the leads momentarily. But after Robert Kraft spoke yesterday, you felt like this whole disaster or whatever you want to call it is on Robert Kraft.
Yeah, and he said it.
You think it was unfair that Gerard Mayo lost his job.
Yeah, and he said it. It would be like, you know, whatever. It'd be like, oh, you can come work here, but you can only say this. You can't say that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that I would define it as unfair. I would say... Robert Kraft put a guy in the position, a very important position, in which there's a lot that you have to do in that role, and he put a guy in it who wasn't ready. So that was his mistake.
But he didn't help him.
Right. He put a guy that wasn't ready, and Kraft found out that Bill Belichick was not hired. So he had $30 million or more he had to spend on Bill Belichick that maybe he was intending to put on the roster, and because he didn't want to spend and extend himself, he screwed over the guy that he said he handpicked 5 years ago.
This is Sully from the truck. Hello, Sully.
Hey, what's going on? How are we doing today?
What's up?
Just wanted to say, well, Courtney, I typically agree with a lot of the stuff you say, but I don't with this, with Drake May. I think it's a bad look for him just, you know, kind of stomping his feet and going home yesterday and not speaking to the media. I mean, he's already, I mean, I consider him already basically the face of the franchise right now. He gives us hope, you know, for the future here. And for him just to take off and go home and not speak to the media, and the reasoning being that he's young, I mean, I don't buy that. I think it's a bad look.
I get what you're saying, Sully, but I think it's because the way in which you're reading articles, and everything I read, it was the media upset that Drake May didn't stay. So I think you need to keep that in mind, that you're hearing from people that are mad that they are not getting the soundbite that they want. I don't think that Drake stomped his feet and walked out. Like, I truly think Drake May was not told he had to stay. Drake May is 23 years old, a rookie. His head coach just got fired. He's coming off the Jelani Tavai kerfuffle last Friday. He wasn't asked to stay. He wasn't told he had to stay. And I think he just left. I think that we read into things too much because the narrative that's put out there is in a negative light. I understand why the media was mad that they didn't hear from the starting quarterback, but at the same time,
But it is a bad look because Christian Gonzalez is only 22 years old and he spoke.
And aren't we told that Drake May is the leader of the offense already?
Yeah, and he is.
Yeah, I think we're trying to make a mountain out of a molehill.
You got to admit, it is a bad look when you're...
It's a bad look if he was told to stay and he said, and he was being a baby and said, I'm not going to stay.
Don't you think that that's what they're being told by the Patriots? That's why they're reporting it that way? If Stacey said, it's my bad, I forgot to tell him, I don't think there's those kinds of reports.
I don't know. You know how the media is around here.
But, Curtis. Greg, why was the rest of the team in the locker room? Did Drake May just think he wasn't invited?
Well, there was everybody there. They were every single person.
Most of them.
They were probably probably cleaning out their lockers.
They were there to clean out their lockers.
Yeah, maybe he did that after the game.
Maybe he didn't have an awful lot of stuff in his locker.
No.
Maybe he was able
to travels
get that
light.
Done. It's unlike my vehicle. He doesn't have a lot of extemporaneous things that are in there that shouldn't
be. He knew what he was doing. I mean, he's a smart enough kid to, like...
Okay, I truly
Courtney,
don't...
listen, I've been in those locker rooms plenty of times. You know, like, all right...
But that, I've been in those locker rooms on the other side.
He hit stage left back door.
But you're saying it from a player's perspective. Yeah. I'm saying it from a media perspective. And I understand why these people immediately jumped to Drake May, was not in the locker room, did not speak to us, when all these other players spoke to us. But I think sometimes We jump the gun and we immediately want to jump down this guy's throat. Drake May is the best part of this team. I just don't want to end up in a situation where now we're all hating on Drake May when he's our future.
You're making excuses for him.
Yeah, I am.
He's the face of the franchise, right? So when the face of the franchise, the day Monday, cleaning out their locker, and there's a huge, huge announcement where the head coach is gone, you just be honest and say, hey, listen, I didn't want to talk to the media, so I hit the door stage left. Yeah. That's exactly what he did.
I think we need to figure out exactly what happened.
It's not a bad kid for doing it.
I do think that it is speculation and that he doesn't seem like... The way he's conducted himself this entire season, when it comes to things like this, makes me believe that there was no ill intent.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean,
so then if he's conducted himself in a great way, so why wouldn't you be there?
Because he didn't have to be. Right. He's not required to be there.
No. But you know,
why was Christian Gonzalez there?
You know,
he wanted to be. Like,
stop it.
So what? Right,
you think Christian Gonzalez wanted to talk to the media yesterday?
Sean, you've been following the sports for a long time. When you...
Great way to describe it. Following, not playing.
When you see situations like this...
Pot calling kettle black. I mean, what are we doing? I rode the bench at Neshoba?
I never created a nickname for myself of the professor. Okay.
Neither did I.
Hold on, Sean.
Yes, you did.
I have your comeback. The only starter in your life is a part of a sourdough.
Smashed him.
What? What's your problem? What?
I lost my train of thought.
You're defending Drake May.
Yes, I will be defending Drake May.
This is Scott from Fall River. What's up, Scott?
Hey, just very quickly, right off the top, I always wonder when people call sports radio, why they thank you for taking their call. Shouldn't it be the other way around?
Yes, it should be. That's why I always say thank you for your patronage at the end of the show. I appreciate our customers.
We're helping you out by calling. But anyway, Courtney hit this on the head. This kid at the beginning of the year, he was a rookie. He was told what he had to do and what he had not to do. He had to have your spot when he was a starter. He had to talk after every game. I believe he was told at the beginning of the year, he didn't have to talk today. 1 minute, Wiggy, before you go off.
Mm-hmm.
He could have chosen to speak, but apparently he didn't.
Right.
I don't think this was anything to do with him. I think this was what he was told at the beginning of the year, what his obligations were, and they also told him, listen, you don't have to take every call where everyone wants you to speak.
Yeah. All right, Scott, thank you.
No, I bet there was, listen, I bet, and I'm willing to bet dollars to donuts, there was a meeting that they all had, like a team meeting, an exit meeting, with whoever it was, you know, the guy, whether it's Alex Van Pelt or DeMarcus Covington, and then they were told, hey, the media's downstairs in the locker room, and some guys chose to be like, rather than even get involved and talk with the media, I cleaned out my locker, I'm getting out of here, and I don't want to see anybody. All I'm saying is that as the face of the franchise...
your mind, it's a bad look.
If you don't show up, we're now talking about it. Are we saying anything about Christian?
The only people that care, though, is the media.
Like, yeah, and this isn't going to be a story.
I truly
in a week.
Don't think any fan is like, whoop, Drake May speak.
No, the fans, though, we're not.
The season's over.
But, Courtney, we're not talking about the fans.
We should be.
We're talking about the media. Those are the people that bring up the stuff that
And I'm saying that I think that
the media
bring
it to fans' attention.
I think the media is butthurt, for lack of a better phrase, that he didn't stay and give them sound bites after, so they decided to run with a narrative. And a lot of them didn't. Like, if you go and look at Doug Kide, Zach Cox, a bunch of people that are there all the time, they're not dragging Drake May.
No one's dragging him,
though. You just said that they were dragging him.
I said not everybody, though, Curtis. Okay, so you make a blanket statement that because Christian Gonzalez was there, everybody should have been there.
I think that if you're the quarterback of the Patriots, Doug Kide didn't
drag him. So now you're saying, like, you're just stirring the pot.
No, you're saying that I'm bringing this up and I'm mad because I'm in the media and that one that's making an issue of this.
Curtis is a renowned pot stirrer.
I mean, and Wiggy loves pot. We're a great group.
I am a renowned dough stirrer. I don't know if you saw the video yesterday on the show. But Mitch has it. I'm sure he could share it on Twitch or on YouTube this morning. But that is what we call a circular motion that has been finely tuned and developed and is has one intent only, and that is to create the finest sourdough that has ever been made and then baked here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
I hate that I like Lindsay because she's really nice, and actually I don't know what she's doing with you because I'm really rooting hard against the sourdough being good.
Wait a minute. That is not a nice thing when it comes to your friends. You're hoping that my sourdough fails?
Hey, from the guy that's taking cash on when Shyam gets the weight back, I mean, I'm sorry.
Now take a look at that.
Look at his face. Looks so miserable.
He looks like he's dipping a spoon in like an icing container and ready to just take a lick.
I look happy.
You know what they call that? That
particular video that you see right now has love written all over it.
You know what it has written all over it? Stockholm Syndrome. Yeah.
Can you explain to me the difference between kneading and folding?
Yeah, kneading is you do both with your hands, but kneading is you're trying to get the yeast to the dough to rise a little bit.
Okay.
Folding is when you fold it over.
Okay.
If it doesn't rise,
great explanation. Einstein.
Greg, if it doesn't rise, do you bring the starter kit to the Northeast Men's Clinic?
Yes. If it doesn't rise, then we have a real problem. Then we can blame the weather or the cold water.
Looks like somebody working in the chow line. oh God.
The Gregsbury Doughboy.
At prison, you mean?
Yeah, when am I going to be done with this? Yeah. How many more? When is lunchtime over? he's just, miserable to be there.
Nope. Very happy about it. I love making bread. I can't wait till dry January's over, but I love making bread.
I can't wait for you to bring some in.
I will bring some in here. My first loaf will be presented on this show to all of you. All right. We're going to take a break, but I promise you, we are going to get to this morning's leads right up next.